U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Regional Administrator Lynn Patton was in Schenectady Thursday to celebrate HUD's Home Ownership Month. Schenectady receives over $1 million in HUD funding annually. Patton was in the Electric City to get a first-hand look at work HUD has done there, in particular getting a family of four into their dream house.
HUD has helped transform the dream of home ownership into a reality for more than 46 million Americans, thanks to the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, as some of you may know it. Today, an estimated 40% of first-time homeowners turned to FHA to make their own American dream a reality.
Patton stood on the front porch of 1055 Davis Terrace, a blue single-family four-bedroom home with new homeowners, Jackie and Tracy Joseph.
The average homeowner has a personal net worth of nearly $200,000, whereas the average renter has a personal net worth of only $5,000, believe it or not. And in fact, despite overseeing the largest federal housing office in the entire country, I myself am not a homeowner. Like far too many New Yorkers, I am still a renter. So I want to take this moment to personally congratulate the Josephs, because you are officially already on track to have a higher net worth value than I have.
Habitat for Humanity of Schenectady County Executive Director Madeline Thorne says it took many hands and the support of HUD to get the Joseph family into their new home.
Schenectady Habitat successfully applied for home funding through the City of Schenectady's Development Department under Kristen's leadership. That helped offset some of the construction costs. Using volunteer labor, that helps control the cost of construction. So there's a lot of entities pulling together. Our friends on the City Council and in the Mayor's office reviewed our request and signed off, and that is how the funding ultimately finds us, through HUD, through the city, to us.
HUD provided $60,000 to Schenectady Habitat, which worked with the Joseph family and secured additional resources for the house and to offset closing costs. The process was tedious, stressful, and time-consuming. Tracy Joseph held back tears as he told those gathered it was worth the effort.
For my kids, it's the best. I would do it triple. I know. But I would do it again. Sometimes I don't even know if I'm going or I'm coming, but guess what? We're here, and I'm proud of it.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.